Greetings in Jesus' name on this 19th day of November, the year of our Lord, 2020. It's currently 10 degrees outside, and it's a blustery, cold morning. And I'm getting ready to go out in the woods and try to get a Bambi. Well, maybe not a Bambi, but some kind of a big old spike deer. I don't have a doe tag this year. I've seen a bunch of deer this year, all does. But maybe we're going to get us a deer for our family, and that'd be great. Looking forward to that. Just going to hunt maybe an hour this morning, then off to the ministry, working wide open for Christ on our home and other aspects of the ministry, and we're grateful for it. Thank you for praying for us last night. The Lord indeed met with us, and we had a good time as I preached on Stephen, a man that was the resistless one. The Bible says they were not able to resist him. Those that came against Stephen and tried to confuse him with their words were not able to resist him. He was a man full of faith, full of power, full of the Holy Spirit, full of wisdom. Those were key factors in his life that caused him to be the resistless one. And may God help that to be true in all of our lives also. Thank you for continuing to pray for us as we are seeking God, that He would show us on where He would have for us to start another church. My, I'm so excited. I'm like one of those fillies at the Kentucky Derby, just waiting to be let out of the gate. I want to go, but this COVID stuff has us all locked down, and we wait on the Lord, and we trust Him. We renew our strength as we are believing God for what He's going to do in the coming days, and are grateful, though, for what He's doing in our present day. In your Bibles today, the book of James, notice in verse number 1, the Bible says right here, James, a servant of God and of the Lord Jesus Christ, to the 12 tribes which are scattered abroad, greeting. So he's greeting these that have been scattered abroad. He's greeting those that have been persecuted. He's greeting those that are in pain. He's greeting those that are experiencing pressure in their life. Am I talking to anybody today that has some of those same situations in their life? You better believe it. All of us have had those situations in our life. And what does he tell them? What he tells them is of an unbelievable significance to each of us. Notice in verse number 2, he says, "My brethren, count it all joy when you fall into divers temptations." And he tells them, in the midst of everything that they're going through, I want you to just put your additions together, get your calculator out, start counting, and I want you to count it joy. I want everything in your life that you do to add up to joy. That when you fall into these diverse temptations, when you fall into these various different kinds of situations that cause pressure, pain, and persecution in your life. He said, I'm telling you, add it all up and make for sure that it equals joy. That'll encourage you today, won't it? It encourages all of us. It challenges us. Actually, it convicts us because many times we don't have the same spirit like Stephen had last night. I was preaching on Stephen. He lays down on the ground on his knees and says, "Oh, dear God, don't lay this sin to their charge." He was martyred for the cause of Christ, but he still had a good spirit, still had a good attitude, still counted it joy all the way to the end. And so these people that have been scattered abroad, he tells them, count it all joy when you fall into divers temptations. And he says, what will help you is that you need to know some things. He said, what is it that you need to know? He said, you need to know that the trying of your faith worketh patience. Knowing this, that the trying of your faith worketh patience. How much patience do we have to have? Well, we got to have a lot. I mean, every single day I'm working on different projects, and somebody says, what do you need? I said, patience. I need patience. I need more patience. I'm trying to get a project going and trying to get a project completed. I'm making my own doors for our house, a big 2-inch stock, 2-inch quarter sawn white oak, and going to be milled down to 1¾ inches, and making my own doors. And somebody says, preacher, what do you need? I need more patience. I need more patience to be able to know what to do, to be able to know how to handle things, to be able to be patient, patiently wait on the Lord. And here he says, the trying of your faith worketh patience. And you ought to be encouraged by that today. This is what God told those tribes that were scattered abroad, that were under pressure, under pain, under persecution. He says, know this, that the trying of your faith worketh patience. And know this, count it all joy when you fall into divers temptations. Be encouraged today, dear friend. Lift up your head, all ye heads that hang down. Lift them up. Be encouraged. God is working in all of our lives, and we can trust Him, the one who is altogether lovely. You've been listening to this Thursday edition of the Wings with the Word radio broadcast. Please send all correspondence to tbell@metrocast.net. God bless you. Have a wonderful Christ-filled Thursday. We'll talk to you once again on tomorrow.